This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for joining us for a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Follow the links at joy.org.au.
My darling, it's the Best of Britain on Catching Up tonight. I wonder what they'll have.
What does that mean? What does the Best of British mean?
Everything from Britain.
Oh, we've never been there, have we, darling? We've been meaning to go, but what's got in the way?
Well, we can't leave the chooks, darl. No one to feed the chooks.
Oh, that's true. The neighbours are useless. But I also think what's got in the way for me, quite personally, is them. I don't like them. Poms. Yes. Fat.
They're a bit smelly, aren't they?
Oh, they never bath too, I've heard.
It's all about a flannel, I think. They don't have showers.
And none of them would have a garden like yours,
no.
Sweetheart.
No, they wouldn't. Poor things.
But Elton John, what's he about with those stupid glasses?
Oh, I think he borrowed those from Dame Edna, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Everything comes from Dame Edna.
Of course.
Is she still performing there in the UK, do you think?
I think she's had a comeback tour, hasn't she?
Good on her.
Bless her cotton socks.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Jamie and Dolly. Dolly, you are back. You are
Welcome
feeling better.
Welcome back. I am. I'm here. I'm queer. It's nice to be back. Thanks for having me, boys.
It's so exciting, guys. Lots coming up on the show this evening. We are, of course, taking the Best of British in any which way we can.
Yes.
We've got delights from Are You Being Served? We've got highlights from the royal family and facts. Well, facts about nothing, really.
And let's not forget Sweetie Dunning, Sweetie. Darling.
Oh,
love it. Darling, a little bit of Ab Fab. And lots of lovely songs too, UK songs, hey, sweetheart. Darling, it's your birthday though. Can I just get that off my chest?
I told
Jamie's birthday was yesterday, viewers. So a big happy birthday. Lots of hugs for him.
Thank you.
Jamie, what did you do on your birthday?
Well, I thought a bit of a birthday tradition for me is to not celebrate because I'm getting a bit older and quite frankly, I don't really go in for birthdays that much. But I did have a lovely dinner with some friends and I found a bathroom sink on the side of the road on my way home last night. So that was probably the highlight of my day, which I managed to plant out in the garden today with some lobelia in
it. Now, Lottie would be very proud of you, wouldn't she? Because she's a gardenia expert.
Well, that's where I got the idea from, actually. I saw it in Lottie's garden. She had done the same thing.
Is that right? Now, just quickly, I believe we're going to do a lot of shout-outs because there's so many people that are emailing in currently as we speak.
Always.
And of course they always know you boys, don't they, because you're the celebrities. But I've only got one listener, so I'm going to shout out to her right now. Her name is Asha and she's my beautiful daughter and she's 6 and she probably should be in bed right now as we speak. And I just want to say 2 words to my little darling, cupcake. That's all I got to say.
Is that her nickname?
That will be in her lunchbox should she sleep all the way through tonight.
Oh well, I think Jamie and I would like one in our lunchbox as well.
Cake's here for us, wasn't it, when we arrived?
No.
It's actually left over from the dog training session on Sunday. I didn't bake it personally myself. But it doesn't matter, does it, darling? It doesn't matter. It's still the same. Anyway, Asha, you can go to bed now, sweetie. On with the show, boys.
Well, I think we should start off with playing the mystery sound tonight.
Before we do, very exciting news. We've actually got a prize to give away.
Ooh, isn't that fabulous?
Now, you need to be a Joy member,
yes.
And you need to have not won a prize in the last 2 weeks. So if that's the case, you're up for the prize. But of course, anyone can SMS or email us with a chance at the Mystery Sound. The prize tonight is a DVD of the week, Eating Out the Open Weekend. It's hugely successful from the 5th annual Gay and Lesbian Film Festival type of movies. There's all sorts of antics, and we'll tell you more about the prize a little later.
DVD giveaway for the sound. Okay,
correct.
What's the sound?
Okay, here we go, guys. Ooh. Ooh. Would you like me to play it again, please?
Play it again, please. Ooh. Sounds a bit painful, that's all I'm thinking. Goodness. Sounds painful,
well,
doesn't
we might just go right. One more time and then we'll go into a song.
Oh.
So we need our viewers to email.
So remember,
us, don't we?
Folks, you can SMS us at 0427JOY949. You can give us a call on 1300JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Groovy.
Well, now I'd like to play one of my favourite UK artists. They were huge in the 80s and the 90s, and I think anyone who's gay and les can definitely relate to both of these artists. It's the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty with What Have I Done to Deserve This? Joy 94.9. You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you like the show, tune in every Tuesday night between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
Of course, that was the beautiful Dusty and the Pet Shop Boys with What Have I Done to Deserve This? Well, what have I done to deserve you two tonight, you two gorgeous men? But that's another thing. Listen, just a little bit about Dusty. You know what? It took me to see the Dusty musical, which was in Melbourne a couple of years ago, which the beautiful Tasman Carol played Dusty. I don't know if you boys saw it. Did you see it? No, you're with me?
No.
Gone. Anyway, it took me to actually watch the musical to realise that she was gay.
Did you not know?
No idea.
She was a... Oh, well, it's not a friend of Dorothy if you're a lesbian. What is it? I just thought it was a friend of Sappho.
Sappho? No, I never heard of that. Oh. That must be a little poof thing. But anyway.
Maybe it's a friend of Toto. Maybe that's... We'll go with that.
Another little fact about
Dusty, who is just adorable and was quoted as saying that she had a black woman's voice strapped in a white woman's body, and I think that made her the soul singer that she is. Mm-hmm. She was born Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien.
Not a very black name.
So you would change your name to Dusty Springfield, wouldn't you?
Just to blacken it up. You know what? I actually rescued a dog today called Dusty.
You know its
but
name
But he
was
a border collie. Yeah, I found the owner. I was telling Jamie yesterday I rescued a border collie. Sweetie darling, little segue, sweetie darling, into what?
That sounds like it's the start of your absolutely fabulous special.
Oh, God, it's got to be the best of British. It can't be the best of British without Ab Fab, is that right?
Absolutely, could not be.
Mm-hmm.
Sure thing. Cheers, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, cheers.
Where's the bolly, darling? Do they serve bolly in the little studios here? I haven't seen any. I've only seen this little cheap lemon tonic water at the moment. What's going on?
We're only allowed to have bottle drinks in the studio. But look, Dolly, tell us about Ab Fab.
Ab Fab, darling. Well, I found this little clip. I think it's from Season 5, Episode 6, called Schmoozing. And it's hilarious. It's where Eddie and Pat's go into the recording studio and Eddie accidentally sings over the Beatles a rare recording of the Beatles song. You with me, boys? Do you remember
the
that?
Incredibly rare.
Yeah, incredibly rare.
The music that she's found of the Beatles and then proceeds to destroy it. Pretty much.
Let me play the track.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have been a singer.
Could have been a singer.
Just going to get another bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sing.
Cool. Sure. I've got one song. Come in with me, Paul. I'm walking down the road. Just people say hello. I see you looking great. I say thank you. Your hair is so great. I say thank you. But I'm just walking down the road. I say you're still in McCauley's best man. I say yeah, thank you.
And gentlemen, for coming. So, like, this is it, you know? This is like the finest moment of my life.
Hey, darling, we're getting married.
That is the moment of my life. I think it's time now we heard it. Okay.
You don't seem very happy, darling.
Oh, Eddie, I am.
No doubt.
darling, how?
Yeah, I'm walking down the road. Everybody says hello.
Shit, shit, shit! Boom. Dom and Boom.
Dom.
Oh, cheers, darling. Cheers.
Why are you so happy? I thought it was all off with you and Pete.
Yeah, well, it is, darling. Who needs Pete? Anyway, darling, we should go and pack. You're coming with me, aren't you, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Go to New York, darling. I'm recording an album. Yeah, with Yoko.
Oh, Dolly, that's too funny. Look, how about we just go out to an announcement and we'll come back and talk about more Ab Fab in a moment.
Now giving you more classic dance, Joy 94.9.
This is Catching Up. It's 9:15 with Brett, Jamie and Dolly. Dolly, tell us more about Ab Fab.
Oh, you know, I think I've just given it to you, haven't I? Sweetie, darling, isn't she? You could have been a fabulous singer, darling. Yep.
She was. I thought she was pretty good, really.
She was beautiful, didn't you?
Oh, look.
What about your Ab Fab moments, boys?
I remember watching Ab Fab religiously when I was first coming out and going out to gay nightclubs and things and would usually drive there with a good friend and we would usually recite word for word each episode as we drove to the club. So that's some great memories for me with Ab Fab. I mean, it's just one of the best. One of the best of British.
Now, you know that the girls also did, when they had the break from Ab Fab, they did a pilot called Mirrorball. And it was the same ensemble. But what they found was that they tried to create this new thing and they were just falling back in their Ab Fab ways. Mm. And that's why they came back and did a couple more series.
Mm.
Yeah.
God, there's a little bit of a titty caca bit for you, darling.
Titty caca.
Titty caca. Yeah.
And of course, the two new episodes that came out within the last 6 months, wasn't it? Season 6 episodes. There was just two, I think.
Yeah.
No, there is actually three. They're doing one for the Olympics as well.
One
for the Olympics.
I saw Patsy in a magazine lighting something that you might smoke from the Olympic tour. Because she couldn't wait for the Olympics, which is a beautiful shot.
Gold.
Of course she couldn't.
Gold. Can I test you with your quotes from Ab Fab?
Oh, yes,
can
please.
Can I do a little test?
Well, we can all try right. That. Should we test the... We've got a new buzzer here at Catching Up. We might test that just to make sure that it works. Very glamorous button. Brit.
I have to say I do like it when you push that button.
Oh, I've got a lovely buzzer.
Zing-a-ling ding. Now, listen, I'm going to say a quote. I'm going to put a little blank in. The famous quotes from Patsy and Eddie. The first one will be Patsy, all right? So you got a buzz away. You ready, boys?
Oh, yes.
Trying to do my little Patsy voice. Patsy voice. The last blank that bit me had to check into the Betty Ford Clinic.
I'm not actually sure. I just wanted to do the buzzer.
Mosquito.
That's right. So the last mosquito that bit me had to check into the Betty Ford Clinic. Here we go again. Darling, if you want to talk blank and discover the meaning of life, you're better off drowning a bottle of whiskey. At least that way you're unconscious by the time you start to take yourself seriously. Brett?
Hat.
No.
Jamie.
I can't say that word.
Blank. No, you can't say that word, but you can say.
Oh.
Do you know?
No.
Darling, if you want to talk bollocks.
Of course, bollocks.
Bollocks is a male cow, so we can talk a bullock. That's a bullock.
It's not part of the anatomy.
No, I think it's both.
Oh.
Is there another question?
It was their favourite word.
The English language.
Here we go. You don't need an O-level to operate a blank.
You don't need an O level
to operate a blank. You don't need an O level to operate a shringe. Sweaty darling. From the Botox episode. Shringe.
A shringe.
All right, so Eddie, a couple of Eddie quotes. You ready?
Okay, all right.
Yep.
All right, Eddie, trying to do Eddie voice. Not doing very well. Here we go. Eddie. I've got my hands in loads of blank, darling, sweetie. Eddie, blank hands.
Eddie Scissorhands?
No. Brett?
Eddie Giant Hands.
No. I've got my hands in loads of pies, darling. Sweetie. Eddie Pie Hands.
Of course. I remember it now. I'm going to have to watch the whole lot again.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Is that enough? One more?
I think we've got time for one more.
One more. Here we go. Soon I'll be bendy like blank, darling. Then I'll be able to kiss my own ass from both directions.
I've got nothing.
Brett?
Beckham.
Soon I'll be bendy like Madonna, darling. Then I'll be able to kiss my own ass from both directions.
I don't think Madonna's that
they
bendy.
They gave it to Madonna. I love the way they used to give it to Madonna and Lulu.
Jamie.
We've got a couple of shout-outs. The mystery sound.
Yes.
Now, the first answer that's come in, which isn't correct, we're only going to tell you if it's not correct this evening, folks.
Yeah, right.
Is it a fly getting its legs waxed, which I think is incredibly creative, but not correct, however.
Who was that from? Lee, was it?
From Lee, yes, yeah, that's right.
I like that, Lee. That's cute.
Then we also had Sarah from Noble Park, Melbourne,
right.
Australia. Hello, is it a zipper?
Is it a zipper?
No, it's not a zipper.
Sarah from Noble Park.
Another one, is it a zip from Chris in London? And also says here, this is a bit lovely, good to have Dolly back.
Oh, it's nice to be back. Thanks, Chris.
That's really sweet. Thank you, Chris. And all the way from the UK, our favourite UK listener.
All the way
listener.
From the yuck.
One other person did say, in reference to our, quote, friend of Toto, are we calling Dolly a bitch, Matt? No, we're not.
No, we're not, Matt.
No. Thanks anyway for that, for clarifying.
I've got another little gem. Does anyone remember The Human League?
Yes.
Yes. Well, this is one from one of my favourite films in the 80s, Electric Dreams. I'm not sure. I always forget the name of the actor, but he was a real big spunk, and you see him in the bathtub in the film. So that's just worthwhile seeing it. So here's Electric Dreams, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Joy 94.9. This is Catching Up with Dolly, Jamie and Brett. It's now 25 minutes past nine. Guys, Electric Dreams. And another go at the mystery sound. No one's guessed it. I'm going to play it one more time.
So there's still a DVD of the week up for grabs.
What's the DVD again?
It's Eating Out, the Open Weekend. Hugely popular, gay-themed DVD. Absolute boon of a prize there.
Is it another gay-themed?
Yes, it's another gay-themed movie. Can't get too many of those, Brett. We're a minority, you know.
That's true, you know. Talking about minorities, and look, the totally, that's a terrible segue, actually. AbFab with the Olympic special, it's all about London at the moment. The London 2012 Olympics. I was amazed with some of the facts and figures, and I wanted to share you with some of the facts and figures I found out. First off, this is technically the third time London's actually done the Olympics.
Really?
It was in 1908, 1944, which was cancelled, then it was 1948, and now in 2012. There's going to be at least 4 billion people plus around the world watching this, with 205 countries participating.
Nearly as big as our audience.
So nearly everyone.
Oh, look.
Boom, boom.
I think yes. There is 70,000 volunteers, 20,000 media representatives. There are 10 million tickets available. However, there are 19 live sites around the UK, urban big screens and special spaces and events with live information, videos, news and community events. What I found really interesting about the Herbal Renewal of Stratford in London, where the games are being played, there's 5 new neighbourhoods being established. There's 30 bridges, 400 trees planted, 32 new venues constructed in Olympic Park. And after the games are finished, the new Olympic Park will be one of the largest urban parks created in Europe for more than 150 years. Just, I thought, some pretty interesting stats.
Wow. Mm. It's going to be a very intense time. I was actually talking to a couple of friends of mine that are living in London, and they said it's just people are just flooding into the city constantly, and it's just getting busier and busier by the day. But look, it wouldn't be a Best of British show if we didn't mention a little bit about the monarchy. And look, I was
actually... You like your queen, don't you?
I was actually born in the UK, and I think I've got it. I didn't let you know that, did I?
Oh, there you go. No. That's a connection.
I remember street parties for Di and Charles's wedding. I remember all sorts of warped childhood memories. But very interestingly about the beautiful Queen Elizabeth II, did you know she was the first person to send, well, not the first person, the first queen to send an email in 1976?
Wow.
I didn't even know we had email then. It was probably on a... a very old type of computer. She's received
some
very...
The back of her Corgi, maybe.
The back of her Corgi phone. She's received some very strange presents during her reign, including jaguars and sloths from Brazil. She owns the world's biggest pink diamond. She's also got a gold record for record sales. She sold 100,000 copies of the CD Party at the Palace.
Haven't got that one. That sounds fabulous.
How strange would it be knowing that you've got to do a job and you've got to wait for someone to die before you can do it? Someone you're related to. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very strange concept. But what a life. I don't think anyone singly on the planet's had a life like hers. It's amazing.
Definitely not.
That's true. I think our lovely girls from Dalesford have a bit to say about the royal family.
Or Britain in general. Of course they would. Yes, they're very opinionated.
Of course they would. Here they go.
Hey, the best of British, darling. What's your favourite thing about Britain?
Well, who cares? Who cares? That's what I want to tell you. I don't like them, to be quite honest. Poms, they're all fat, aren't they?
What about the Queen? She's lovely. Been on the throne for 60 years.
What's her name again?
Lizzie.
Oh, yeah, no, she's not bad. She gets out there. She's got an ugly daughter, though, hasn't she? Got a horse's head on her. What's her name?
Oh, the Crown Princess. Let me think. What's not Mary? Stephanie?
Margaret.
No, Margaret was her sister.
Anne,
Princess Anne.
Oh, yeah, no, she's got an ugly head on her, hasn't
she? She's got a horse's head, hasn't she?
Oh, poor darling.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
This is Catching Up. It's now 20 minutes to 10. You're on Joy 94.9 and I have two very special guest stars with myself and Dolly in the studio. We have Lisa and Stephen from the band Verdane. Hi guys, welcome to the studio.
Hi Britt. Hi Dolly.
Hello.
So guys, let me talk a little bit about the band first off. My understanding, it was originally formed in Munich in 2006.
Yep, that's correct.
And you're both, obviously, this is the hilarious thing, Stephen. I've known Lisa for about 10 or 11 years and had no idea she was in a band.
Oh, you know, I keep these things under my hat, Britt. Pull them out at the last minute.
So tell me, how does someone join a band? What's your interest in music?
Well, look, I don't remember a time when I didn't want to be in a band. I guess, like a lot of people, from an early age, I was listening to music and thinking that I'd like to do that myself. Unlike a lot of people, I never really got over it.
Yeah.
Lisa and I have known each other for years and years, decades probably.
Yeah, almost two decades.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Sadly. And I suppose what's just happened recently was we realised, well, hey, you know, we still play instruments. We like the same music. Let's just, you know, I'll join and help him with his stuff because he writes great music.
What's your style of music?
Well, it's very hard to, you know, categorise, but we have been known to have certain styles like electro, alternative, new wave, no wave, shoegaze,
dream pop.
Yeah. So, you know, take your pick.
Fantastic. Look, I'm going to play a little bit of the single that is being launched this Friday night. It's called Electron. Here we go. Dolly.
It's a little bit 80s, isn't it? It's a little bit Don't You Want Me Baby by the Human League, just coming to mind, just quietly. Mm-hmm.
See, I hear it, and mm-hmm. I hear a little bit of New Order mm-hmm. and Joy Division.
Oh, you're yep. New Order there. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Well, it's interesting because, and I've certainly had that reaction quite a bit, that track was actually inspired by things that weren't around in the 90s. In fact, in the 2000s, I spent about 3.5 years in Munich, which is where the band was formed. And I spent a lot of time in sort of, you know, dingy little dungeons, such as you have in the old world, listening to some really kind of progressive, hardcore electro breakbeats and drum and bass. And the the kind of the germ of that song came out of the stuff that I was listening to. What I did with it then was to slow it down. And I suppose what that 80s sensation is really out of the sensibilities that we have. It's really that the core of it is something quite modern, which is really interesting because everyone thinks it sounds like the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it. I heard it the other night. And like I said, the first thing was, it was a little bit 80s, but it was that hold the bass, which I absolutely loved. And it just remembered like early New Order. Or, like I said, a bit of Joy Division.
Yeah, and we are influenced very much by those bands.
Dolly, do you have a question?
I just thought, speaking of the UK, what would be your favourite UK band or artist?
Well, you know, there's so many to choose. Just
a quick stab, darling, in the dark, if you
wouldn't
mind.
Look, I love PJ Harvey, Depeche Mode.
Yep.
Brett's already mentioned New Order, Joy Division.
Yeah.
The Smiths, I am an 80s girl. The Cure. We'll move into the 90s now, shall I?
Radiohead.
Radiohead. Heavy Mondays. Stone Roses.
I mean, the list goes on. You know, without wanting to betray...
Suffice to say you've got good taste. So I think that's important in a band, isn't it, Brett?
Absolutely. Look, would you guys, if we gave you the option, or if you could collaborate with another band or artist, who would it be?
Well, I'd say Morrissey.
Yeah,
and to keep the sort of male-female duet thing going, I'll go for Björk.
I don't know if she's
technically British, but...
It's awfully so quiet.
Well, she's that side of the universe, that side of the planet as well. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for coming in today. You can check out their Facebook page for further details. Guys, I really wish you the best. Thank you so much for coming in to the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Joy 94.9.
Ever wanted to learn how to make radio? Joy's 94.9 Tastes of Radio training course will teach you all about on-air presentation, interviewing, studio operation, media law, digital editing and more. Classes run regularly throughout the year, one evening a week, 6:30 till 9:30 for 8 weeks. Applications for our September courses are now open. Hurry, you must have your application and payment forms completed and returns to email address courses@joy.org.au before August 17th. If you'd like to learn all about Joy 94.9 Tastes of Radio training course, head to joy.org.au. Click on the Get Involved tab and select Tastes of Radio. Brett and we did. Look at us guys.
And we're all here. Ta-da. We made it through. What a wonderful course it is.
Melbourne's most uplifting station is about to take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
It's Joy 94.9. It's now 16 minutes to 10. You're on Catching Up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett. And Jamie, we have got you've got a special treat for us.
I do. Look, Best of British, one of the things that sprang to my mind was, of course, the Are You Being Served show, which ran for many years from 1973 to 84. Can you believe that? There were 10 series. Excitingly, then again in 1992 and 93, the characters came back in another show called Grace and Favour, where young Mr. Burns had died and spent all the money, and all they were left with was a manor house in the country.
Jamie, would that be young Mr. Grace?
Yes.
Mr. Burns is from Springfield. Oh,
which is another great show, but not from Britain. Good pickup, Brett.
Well,
off with the Pixies. Look, fantastic characters, of course. John Ingman, who played, his full name, Wilberforce Claiborne Humphreys, which is not a very gay name. He never officially came out on the show, but of course he was incredibly camp. Now, the debate reigns, was a stereotyped camp gay character better than no gay character at all? So, I mean, let us know what you think. I personally think that I didn't find it offensive and I found him incredibly funny. Interestingly enough, when he was growing up, his dad owned a hairdressing salon. And he later found work as a window dresser. So there were signs.
He had no chance, did he?
There were signs all the way through. We've got a little bit of a clip of that we're going to play some gags from the show. We might go with that, Pretty.
Where's Mrs. Slocum?
Oh, she's in the fitting room taking off her coat.
We've been open for nearly 6 minutes, Miss Brahms. Go and get her.
Yes, sir. Here, yeah, that was a bit hard, wasn't it?
Well, I'm fed up with them all. Complain, complain, complain. And she just caught me on a bad morning.
Did you spend last night on the booze?
Certainly not, Miss Brahms. I just thought I'd sleep better if I had a nightcap. I mean, you know I've been having these strange dreams lately.
Still about Mr. Humphreys?
Yes. He's different in my dreams. I'm beginning to see him in quite a new light.
Have you said anything to him?
No, but I do feel sometimes when I look at him that he knows something.
Hey, up, she's looking at you again.
I know. I can feel the hair standing up on the back of my neck.
Do you think she wants something?
I hope not. Do you know... think what's come over her. I've only got to give her the slightest hint of a smile and she goes all wobbly at the knees. See what I mean?
Oh, Miss Brahms, he smiled at me.
Well, he was only a little one.
Well, it's only 9:30.
What a fantastic show it was. And look, I still get a giggle every time I watch it, so I highly recommend it. But look, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't mention Molly Sugden, who, of course, is a legend in the show. She also appeared in The Bill, which I'd love to see. I think she'd be awesome in that. Now, one of her last appearances was at Wendy Richards or Miss Brown's funeral, who also, she made a documentary for about the last 3 months of her struggle with cancer, which was interesting. Another little fact just quickly about Miss Brown's is that she was married 4 times. First time to a music producer, second time to an advertising director, and the third time to a carpet fitter. So I think what actually happened is she would, climb a career, then get some odd jobs done around the house. Fourth marriage to someone 20 years younger than her, John Burns, and was with her till the end. So, look, great stuff. What do you think, Dolly?
I'm just thinking of the carpet. Yeah, you can't go past a carpet layer. Oh, good on her. We've got something else to play, have we?
Yes, we've got one more song coming up. I would say this English artist is one of my favourite all-time male singers. I think the book's been thrown out about all his escapades, so we won't talk about that.
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 9:58. You're with Brett, Dolly and Jamie on Catching Up. And now it's time for a quick chat with our good friend Mitch from Sci-Fi and Squeam. How are you going, Matt? Go, yep. Mitch.
Matt, Mitch.
Better.
Great. How about you?
Excellent. Whoa. Excellent. What have you got coming up on your show this evening?
Tonight we'll be talking about Batman. So if you're a Batman fan, we've got stuff from the... Exactly.
Stuff from
the 1960s through to... The Dark Knight today, so it's going to be a really jam-packed show.
It's just on the TV last night, wasn't it?
It was a bit of Batman,
yeah. A little bit of Heath, poor darling. That was his last film, wasn't it?
Yes.
Before he died.
Yes, it was. Mm. Didn't he do another film, like a ghost film or something? I don't know.
Well, he might have, darling. As a ghost.
As a ghost.
Tell me. Still acting. Expert.
Ask Whoopi Goldberg.
is Batman sidekick Robin in the new Batman?
I don't know.
You're reviewing it and you don't know, Mitch. Get out.
I just quickly tell the viewers that Matt... It's Matt, isn't it?
Mitch.
It's Mitch.
Oh, you've done it to me, Jamie. You're wearing a Superman shirt.
I am wearing a Superman
And you're talking
shirt.
About Batman.
Oh, well, did you know...
Superpowers.
The first animated Batman was Batman and Superman. Like, they were crime fighters.
There you go.
The first animated series.
So that was his boyfriend before Robin.
After.
Jamie, remember always talking to the mic when we're on the radio as well.
Was I not?
No, you were talking to the side.
Oh.
Anyway, Jamie, I think, have we got any more guesses for... Thank you, Mitch, for coming in, mate. Really appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime.
Have we got
Thanks,
any...
Thanks, Mitch.
No, have we got... Well, should we play the mystery sound one more time? Well... No more guesses?
Well, actually, no, okay, I've got to be honest here. We do have 2 emails, but I'm unsuccessfully opening my inbox. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. We'll try and get to them very quickly before we wrap the show up.
Okay, well, it's almost time to say goodbye. I think it's been a wonderful Best of British, guys. Dolly, what's on the show for next week?
Hello. Hi, Brett. What's on the show? We've got... girls, funny girls, haven't we?
Funny chicks, ladies.
Funny ladies, yeah. So we're all going to contribute a comedian or two. I think you've got an interview with a comedian, haven't you, Brett?
Yes, the
one of your comedic friends.
Yes, the lovely Anne Edmonds. She's on her way to the Edinburgh Fringe, but we've got her in for one night only, so she can hopefully bring the banjo lady, Jamie.
I was just going to quickly say, because I've managed to work the inbox of the emails now. Yeah, offensive my arm. John Inman was playing gay for the gay audience. Not saying he was gay was a sign of the times. Again, from Lee there, which is absolutely beautiful. And I agree, Lee, wholeheartedly. Now, Brett, I know we're running out of time, but is it possible for us to play? No.
No, I'm sorry, Jamie. That's been it for Catching Up Now. But this has been Brett.
This has been Dolly.
And Jamie.
This is Catching Up, Joy 94.9.
Gay radio, online, all the time, joy.org.au.
You have just listened to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you like the show, tune in every Tuesday night between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.